come through and see what happens. So, so let's close our eyes for a moment. I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to just use a prayer to shift the energy to get us into more of an alignment, and for myself as well. So close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Try to get a little comfortable if you have to get things off of your chairs and put things underneath them, whatever you need to do that. And as you breathe, just take a moment to focus on your heart center for a moment, just to open your heart more. All the way through to the back, the front, the sides, up and down. Whatever that means to you. Also, turn off all your phones because it affects the energy in the room. I'm going to say a prayer. Ate Malkuth Begevora Vegedula Le'olam Amen. I hereby banish from my space and all of your spaces and this entire space all energies which are not appropriate, all psychic jamming, all negative emotional energies and memories which are not appropriate, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ate Malkuth Begevora Vegedula Le'olam Amen. The atmosphere around us and through us is cleansed and purified and infused with love. The atmosphere around us and through us is cleansed and purified and infused with love. The atmosphere around us and through us is cleansed and purified and infused with love. And I choose to be a clear, pure, open channel to bring the highest of God vibration to access and activate your own awakening of the deepest embodiment, the full embodiment of your divine presence, so that you know what you're here for. Your mission to be here on this earth, still connected to the highest vibrations of all that you are as God, goddess beings in human form, coming to this particular time frame, this particular time on the planet when we're in a particular alignment. It's been 26,000 years, and this has only happened every 26,000 years, maybe about four times. So you're here on the planet for a reason. It may not be to stand in front of people like I'm doing, or to be anything where people are paying attention in a bigger way in this particular way. It could be that you just do what you do in your daily life, but the idea is to be in your alignment of what you love to be, how you love to be, what you love to do, and to keep your heart open, to feel connected to yourself and everyone in all dimensions. Including the earth. It came to the earth. It's as if the earth invited us all here to be here at this particular time. We accepted her invitation. And now it's about participating more fully and not observing. So many people that I work with, I do Akashic record readings, the readings of your soul's existence in all time and space, to help you to clear things from all different times, dimensions, so that you can be able to understand and know what you're even dealing with in this lifetime. There's a time on the planet right now where there are necessary changes that have to take place. If you've noticed in the last, probably the last few years, even since 2012, everyone thought they were going to wake up enlightened the next day, which some people might have. We've now been going through a number of years to sort of integrate and not even integrate, but first to clear the illusions, the things that we've identified with that have not been the truth of who we really are, that were based on things that we were taught in all different time periods, this life, other lives, other dimensions, things that we've had traumas about, all those kinds of things that kind of we adjusted our focus based on the illusions to be in alignment, but based on that adjustment. We're coming back to the truth, so we're bringing ourselves back on track before all those things happen, so that we can be in that alignment to be everything that we're here being, to participate in the greater whole, individually in your uniqueness, maintaining that, but at the same time knowing that you're part of a whole kind of puzzle, and each one is a piece of the puzzle. When we all get into our spaces in the puzzle, all the lines between us, the separation disappears, and we become one giant picture. So take a few deep breaths, and as you breathe, you can keep your eyes open or closed at different times. The other thing I do is I work with visual vibration, audible vibration, and kinesthetic vibration. So a lot of times I do vibrational healing concerts, where I'm an artist, I project art that has been done specifically for the visual vibration to affect your consciousness and for healing and for evolution. So it's a visual kind of thing. Some people are more visual and it affects you more visually. I also work with sound. Some people are more audible. So the sound may have an effect for you, so you might be drawn to that, maybe the sound. And I also work with kinesthetic vibration, meaning you feel things, you feel the energy to shift something. So there's something for everyone. And you might have an effect, it might have an effect on all of those things. So one of the things that came through me, I also work with crystal skulls, and one of the things that came through me when I was working with Max, the ancient crystal skull, for many years, I put my hands on the crystal skull, which is, crystal skulls are connected to the earth and the higher realms, but they're also here to reflect back to us who we are. And when I put my hands on the crystal skull many years ago, light languages started coming through me, and then I started to write them. So as I've evolved through my own experience and worked on myself, and I use all the work I do for everybody else on myself, sound came through me, the languages came through me, channeling started many years ago. So I just wanted you to take a look for a moment, because I did this specifically for you before I came. You can go up and sort of look at it and kind of hold the energy and come towards you later, or you can take pictures of it if you want. But this is actually, I got, as I was doing it, I work with the star systems, I work with the angelics and archangels, I work with the enlightened masters and ascended masters, work with energies from the earth, it's kind of whatever needs to come through. So I select the languages from all these different places as well. So this is specifically, they told me, I always write something at the bottom. They told me to write statement of mission for being on earth at this special time. The idea is that it will, by looking at this, it will activate these codes in you. I'm told it's going to bring in codes that will, or transmissions of codes that will awaken your codes of consciousness that are in alignment with your God presence. So this is visually, it has a certain frequency and vibration. And then all the work that we're doing together. And part of it is me bringing you through things as an instrument or a vehicle. But it's at the same time, I work with everyone to hopefully open your channels more so you can be doing the same and that we become a greater kind of mass of unity, consciousness of the same in our individual ways. So just take a look at that for a moment and kind of close your eyes and bring it in. Bring it into your heart center. Can everybody see that? Best you can from there. You can always come up later. The fact that it's just in the room affects the whole room. So close your eyes again. And let's see what happens. So I'm going to start with some sound. This is an F-sharp crystal ball, which is the higher heart. And it's mixed with gold and platinum, and it's got the Saint Germain energy, which is for transmutation, transmuting things. So you don't have, so putting light on a shadow, instantly something can change. So you don't have to, now it's much higher frequency, so you don't have to go through all these, the transformation, we have to understand it and work through it. Okay. Sometimes if you really need to understand something to learn, we always have to learn something so we don't have to repeat it. But we're able to now have transmutative energies working with us. So you need to shift something quickly if it's possible for you. Possible for everyone, but if you're ready for it. Call on Saint Germain and he works with his violet flame moving through your body, your field, and he shifts things instantly. He's an alchemical teacher. This also has the tree of life on it, so it works to awaken all parts of it. Listen to the frequency. And then take it into your body. And then take it into your whole field. Thank you. and to give yourself permission now, Lord, to accept the higher conscious choice that you made before you got here when you met with your councils of light. You knew exactly why you're coming, but when we come into human form, we kind of forget a few things. So coming into the more dense vibration. So we're trying to remember again who we are, why we're here, and that we have everything within our own being, our core, our crystalline core of energy, which is the core right within your, the middle place of your body, through your heart, to really be available to be able to access anything, to remember where you're from, to be able to use what you know from all those places you've experienced in other lifetimes, other dimensions, and to bring the fullness of your, all the qualities of who you are and your gifts. But most people have not really accepted that it's okay to be here. So you have one foot in and kind of one foot out just in case it doesn't work out or it's too difficult. But that's keeping you from really anchoring in the fullness. And manifestation comes from being present. You need to be earth connected. Not earth bound, but earth connected while still staying connected to the higher frequencies and higher realms. So then you can then learn to live your life consciously, but from a higher conscious perspective, and be and experience being multidimensional all the time. Origins, so that you have that piece. We're going to work with the earth a little bit more later. We have time to do everything. And then I'll do the languages afterwards. So take a few deep breaths. Take a few deep breaths and make a choice to have some of this, all of this, awaken your codes of consciousness to help you to remember or access more of your divine presence, which is all parts of these things that we're talking about, so that you can feel whole and complete and really anchored in. We're here to anchor ourselves in and be part of everything. And know you can still maintain yourself while you're still loving everybody else. Okay.
Woo! ishalaki ataliki taliki taliki shatadike embargi la bargi de bargi te te ki ti tariki gombariki aksyakyakunya tarieta.
And working with your higher chakras above your crown all the way out to the higher realms, the great, great, great central sun, to align yourself with that energy. We speak to your hearts, we speak to your souls, we speak to all your chakras. We're sending light and love, love, light, love, to every part of your being, to the galactic parts of yourself, in your physical form. They're saying, stay grounded. Grounding is the way to access the energy. If you go out too far, you don't, without connecting back to your body, you can't remember what you're connecting to. This is to help you remember the truth of who you are. It's important to stay grounded, to be in your body now. Feel your body in your seat. Move your body, kind of sway back and forth. We bring you into the earth.
Ebelehe